Mike Rice back on the Bank of Colorado postgame show. Northern Colorado over Northern Arizona, 82-74 in the regular season finale. Bears head coach Steve Smiley joins us. Congratulations, Steve. Terrific win for you guys, and you finished it out the right way this year, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Mike. It was awesome. I mean, you know, to be honest, we actually challenged our guys at halftime. We were disappointed. We were up six, but I think we were out-rebounded 18-8 in the first half. We'd given up like 7 or 8 offensive rebounds. I thought we were just sloppy. We were a step slow, even though we were up. And so it's that old adage, you know, what you accept in victory, you have to accept in defeat. And we just challenged it. Look, we're trying to really, you know, win this thing in Boise. Like, that's just not good enough. And to our guys' credit, as they've done all year long, they responded and had a great second half.
And you really were able to, in the first half, kind of hold down Carson Basham and hold down Trent McLaughlin. How did you see your defense tonight, Coach?
Our defense was really good. Again, you know, the first shot defense was really good. In the first half, the 7 offensive rebounds, that's what really hurt us. But I thought, you know, as the game went on, I thought we really dialed in. Give, you know, Trent McLaughlin, you know, a lot of credit. Some of those shots he hit, there's not much you can do when he's running off those screens and those double staggers. You know, if you're chasing those things and he takes those things contested, it's hard to get to him. And, you know, Basham, we did a great job on him. He scored some points late, but, I mean, he had 33 points inside of the state. He had 10 tonight. So I thought we did a great job of him as well.
UNC head coach Steve Smiley with us. Bears win the regular season finale 82-74. I know you're following the Weber State-Montana State game, 32 apiece at a halftime in Bozeman. What would it mean if you guys could lock down the 2 seed if Montana State can win that game?
Well, it's a good question. It's like, be careful what you hope for, right? You know, I mean, you hope for the 2, maybe you get the 2, and then all of a sudden, you know, I've seen a lot of 2 seeds, including ourselves, get beat in that first game. So we don't care, but what we did care about and what I told the guys, like, look, man, you know, the coaches and the media picked you 9th, okay? And when I say you, I mean us. They picked us 9th. And regardless of tiebreakers and stuff, if we win tonight, we tie for 2nd. And wouldn't it be cool to just finish this bad boy out, finish in 2nd place, you know, for a league that perceived you to be the 9th, you know, team in the league. So that was a challenge. We can't control who wins that other game, but we can control how we did tonight. And so, you know, as I babble on here, Mike, you know, you're looking for an answer to that question. But, you know, there's an advantage to be the 2, but there's also an advantage to be the 3. You know, when we got to the championship a couple years ago, we were the 3. We've been the 2 seed before and got beat in the first round. We just take whatever it is, and we'll embrace and go for it.
Yeah, I guess at this point in the year, whether you have to win three games in 3 days or 3 and 4,
yeah,
it's kind of the same after 31 games, right?
The key is that you don't want to win 4 games, and you know, obviously we were, you know, getting out of that 7-10 seed early on. I do believe if you got to win 4 games, I don't know if anyone in our league's ever done it before, you know. And so I know that that is, you know, not an ideal situation. But outside of that, top 6 teams, we all got to win 3 games. And so, you know, I think matchups are crucial and who you get, you know, paired with and this and that. So we'll find out in about 2 hours, I guess.
Let me just get a quick thought. And I asked you a little bit about it on pregame, just about reflecting on the year. And I know there's plenty of time for that. And the tournament is everything and always has been. But Steve, to engineer the turnaround that you did from last year when you were 6-12 to now 12-6, it has to be a credit to you, your staff, and this group, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're proud of it, and at the end of the day, you know, you got to have players, and we got not only talented players, but we've got players that are willing to share the ball and they play a great brand of basketball, and it's really fun. So that's the first thing, and then, but yeah, credit to the staff. I mean, I think when you have a year that we were not anticipating having last year, we were picked 2nd last year. We finished like 7th or 8th, 6-12 in the league. And, you know, I think a lot of staff start to waver and question if they're, you know, what it is. So we didn't do that. You know, we just kind of, you know, every day is kind of put time together and just keep working. And I thought our staff did a great job of that. And we knew from June 1st on when these guys were here, like, hey, there's something special about this crew, but we got to get it out of them. And they've done it every single day.
They sure have. Congratulations on finishing out the right way. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you this week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
That's UNC head coach Steve Smiley with us on the Bank of Colorado postgame show. The Bears beat Northern Arizona 82-74, finishing out 19-12 overall, 12-6 in the Big Sky Conference.